Hi, welcome to my podcast, Help Me Rhonda. I'm your host, Dr. Rhonda Carg. I'm a clinical psychologist, and each episode of this podcast, I share mental health related information with you in hopes that you'll gain insight into your own behavior and also to learn some new skills that I teach as part of this podcast. So thanks for tuning in today. I'd like to explain some of the similarities and differences between symptoms that are oftentimes associated with ADHD that could actually be an indicator of something else, another mental disorder such as anxiety, OCD, depression, mania, bipolar. Okay, so I'm going to talk about some of the similarities and differences, but ADHD has several different symptoms that are common for individuals that are affected by other conditions, not just ADHD. So problems with concentration, you see that with depression, with mania, with anxiety, with OCD. Okay, so those are just to name a few. Also PTSD, also can lead to problems with concentration. So there's a variety of different mental disorders that include problems with concentration that are not ADHD, okay? So other symptoms that are common for that are oftentimes associated with ADHD that are common for other disorders is procrastination and not getting things done. And that also occurs sometimes with major depression. It happens a lot with major depression, actually. And, you know, if somebody is manic, they're bipolar, they're going to be very distracted and not get things done either. They're going to start a lot of things and not finish them. So that's another situation where the symptoms that are associated with ADHD or can be associated with another or some other mental disorder, okay? Other problems such as feeling fidgety, having a hard time sitting still, that can be an indicator of anxiety. You know, especially people that are really preoccupied with things, their mind is kind of bouncing around from one thing to the next that they're anxious about. Or if the person is having a panic attack, they're so distracted by their thoughts that they're not able to concentrate. So those are some more examples of symptoms of ADHD that may be being mimicked by another condition. And so if you notice having the kinds of difficulties that I described today, it's possible that you have ADHD, but it's also possible that your symptoms are being caused by an underlying condition, since a lot of the symptoms of ADHD are common for other disorders. So if that's you, look into it further. I would really recommend that you seek out professional help if you are having symptoms of ADHD, even if it is caused by another condition. Treating that other condition would be really important in terms of clearing up your symptoms. So go see a professional. I would recommend going to see a clinical psychologist because we're trained to do assessments for ADHD. And so, or a psychiatrist is another good example, psychiatric nurse practitioner. A psychiatric physician's assistant can tease that apart and help you find out really what's going on. The mindfulness skills that I've taught as on this podcast are useful for GAD, generalized anxiety disorder, other kinds of anxiety, or ADHD. They're not going to work very well for people that are manic or people that are depressed, it's going to be a little bit more difficult for them in order to really use those mindfulness skills and kind of get over the hump, whether it's procrastination or motivation or getting things done. It just can be overwhelming if you're depressed. Okay, so those mindfulness skills may not work really well for some of the conditions that I described today, but for a lot of them they do. So I would invite you to watch some of my other videos about ways that you can treat ADHD regardless. So thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate your support. I hope you learned something today that will help you out with your symptoms. And thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.